Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Pakistan are set to tour Sri Lanka for a series of three tests, 5 1-day internationals and 2 2020 internationals between the 29th of May and the 13th of July. After a proposed series hosting Bangladesh was postponed, Pakistan will now travel to Sri Lanka, who they hosted in the United Arab Emirates late last year. The tour will get underway with the first T20 in Hambantota on the 1st of June, before Palakkad and Colombo host the ODIs on the 7th. The tests will be hosted in Galle, Colombo and Palakkad from the 22nd of June to the 14th of July. Pakistan last told Sri Lanka in 2009, winning the 2020 series 1-0, but losing the tests 2-0 and ODIs 3-2. When the two sides met in Abu Dhabi and Dubai in October, Pakistan won all three series. A 1-0 test series win was followed by a 4-1 win in the ODIs and a win in the lone 2020. Chanel Daly scored 63 and then took 3 wickets to drive the West Indies to a 45-run win over Sri Lanka in the decisive third and final women's one-day international in Barbados. The West Indies posted 168 for 7 before Sri Lanka set 177 to win in 40 overs under the duck with the Lewis method, were bowled out for 131 in reply. Daly's 63 came from 105 deliveries, while opener Stephanie Taylor made 44 to underpin the home side's innings as Shashi Kalasirawardena returned figures of 4 for 40. Sri Lanka's reply never really got going and they slipped to 71 for 6, with Daly taking 3 for 25, Sabrina Munro 3 for 15 and Taylor 2 for 10 as the West Indian all-rounders held sway. Sripali Wirakodi top scored with 29 as Sri Lanka were unable to follow up their one wicket win in the second match, resulting in a 2-1 series win for the West Indies. The two sides now begin a 5-match 2020 international series tomorrow. Gautam Gumbhir scored a half century as the Kolkata Knight Riders beat the Chennai Super Kings by 5 wickets as Game 41 of the Indian Premier League went down to the wire. Deborah Bratter Das struck the winning runs with 2 balls to spare as Chennai fought hard but were unable to defend a score of 139 for 5. Gumbhir had departed in the penultimate over for 63, but his hard work had set his side up for a grand finale.